Back on the pregame show from Purdue Stadium, now joined by Shorebirds left-handed pitcher Stephen Still. And Stephen, thanks for some time. It's been a really good first month for you here at the Shorebirds. So how are you feeling after your first handful of appearances?
I feel really great. Just really glad to be here and get this opportunity. Obviously coming from independent ball before. So just trying to, help the team win and do the best that I can every game.
You're coming off your first career win at this level on Sunday, especially a nice bounce back too after how that Tuesday game went for you, but to come back, strike out eight, throw five innings, out of the field, have a start like that.
It was really good, obviously had some good starts and hadn't got a win, which in the end, that's not your thing you can do. It's it's a team effort. And so that's what's cool is when you get to look back at the end of the year and you see you got a couple wins in the book and you're like, all right, that's a day where we all showed up and as a team played together. And so it's fun to look back at those games.
What's maybe something you've learned since you joined the Shorebirds here at the affiliated ranks? Pitched in Indy Bowl, that's a high level of baseball too. But since you've gotten into the Orioles organization, maybe what's something you've taken in?
Gosh, I don't know anything in particular. I know just lately I've just been working on trying to attack the zone and go right after hitters. Yeah, you're dealing with a lot of really good hitters at this level. And so you just want to get ahead of them. And that's the secret. Don't get behind hitters.
How much does the technology behind the scenes help a guy like you? Because it seems like it's really big for pitchers now these days, especially once you get into a pro organization like this.
Yeah, I think it's huge. I'm a pretty big numbers nerd myself, and so I've always liked the stuff. And then working with our pitching coach Bailey and our analytics guy Ben has really helped a ton. We kind of changed my slider grip to get it to – now it's we're throwing a little bit harder. It's getting a little more sweep. With the technology I had before, I wasn't able to get that. So now I have that pitch, and I think it's been really beneficial lately.
Do those kind of things blow your mind when you see the numbers behind certain things? I know you've probably seen that stuff before, but to see it at this level and then to uncover something like that, a new grip, how mind-blowing can that be?
Yeah, it's really fascinating and stuff. And it's the reason we changed the grip is there's even smarter guys than us who found the ball spins optimally at if it's rotating on this axis with the seams. And so we were all right, let's throw it to where it spins like that. And then, we have the slow motion video camera, and it's I learned my changeup comes off of my middle finger rather than always feeling my ring finger. And I'm this is weird. And it just takes a, super high end camera to show you that.
You mentioned coming from Indy Bowl, you're pitching with the Tri-City Valley Cats and then got the opportunity to join the Orioles at the end of May. So we'll start there. What was it like getting informed that you had a chance to join the Orioles and really come join the Shorebirds right away when they were on the road?
Yeah, it was amazing, obviously. It was an off day, and I was coming off of a start that wasn't so great. I got the call, and I was, I was absolutely pumped. It was such an awesome day, super hectic, and then telling me, you're going to go down to Florida and get set up, and then actually go to Baltimore, and then we're in Baltimore, and they're like, you're going to go to high A, you're going to go to low A, you're going to go to high A, you're going to low A, it's back and forth. And then they're like, all right, now go drive down to Wilson. So it was a lot of driving and then getting to play, but I was just excited, to be a part of the organization and just get an opportunity.
I'm sure that was pretty exhausting. So by the time you got in the mound for the first time against the Warbirds, you're probably pretty tired already. But to get through that, how nice was it?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I felt great. And it was funny, we had the rain delay on the Saturday game when I was supposed to throw. So then Sunday, I was super geeked up to throw that game. And I was definitely stressing all week when I had to drive from Wilson back here to Delmarva. I was on the phone with my friend, and I could just feel the stress leaving my face with the weekend being over. And I was like, all right, I think I'm ready now. I'm good.
Now, how monumental is it for a guy like you to reach this level of baseball? Because you're from an NAIA school, pitched to Indy Bowl for a little bit, and to get to this point, how great of an accomplishment does it feel for a guy like yourself to get this chance now?
Yeah, it's huge. One of the reasons I committed to Loyola when I did was our head coach and pitching coach told me, they were like, we can see you playing professional baseball when you're done here. And so they were the only coaches that told me that in my recruiting phase. So I was like, I want to go play for these guys. And they always believed in me and knew that and pushed me to earn it. And so now I'm here. And when I got signed, he talked to me a lot and was like, you earned it. You went out and did it. It wasn't easy. And so, yeah, it's huge. It's something that I know that I earned with the help of a lot of other people. And, there were so many people along the way who helped make it happen.
You're the guy that probably would know this better than anyone, but pitching NAIA really, in terms of the talent pool, there's a lot of good players at that level. So for yourself to have as good of a run as you did at Loyola, to put yourself on the map, how much can you speak to of that's still a pretty good platform to baseball, even though maybe not Division I, the top level?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the only difference is really is depth. Like, and I think a lot of people who cover like baseball will tell you, you know, D1, D2, and NAIA, it's just depth. Like a school in the ACC or the SEC, like their back end pitchers who don't pitch much still throw pretty hard with really good stuff. Whereas at the NAIA level, it's going to be like lower velo, but really good pitchers who still know like how to pitch and get outs. But the top guys are the top guys, and the hitters can all hit and bang. And, you know, there's a lot of guys who played D1 or D2 before, came from a junior college that just got overlooked, or guys like myself who at 17 was really small and skinny and didn't really get offers and then kind of grew into their body at 19-20. So
lastly for you, coming up in the month of July now, about 2 months left in the season, what's maybe something you're focusing on or maybe a goal for yourself as we kind of come into the second half here?
Just trying to be consistent and be the same guy. Just want to, you know, go out there every day, ooze confidence in the defenders behind me, and just quick game, get outs quick, be effective, and try to get some wins and, you know, hopefully make the playoffs for the second half.
Well, Steve, I really appreciate the time. Really good stuff, and it's been fun watching you pitch, and keep it up.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Left-handed pitcher Steven Still. We're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.